This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We saw on the video the Sabres put out around the trade deadline, Lindy talking about culture and how he felt how you contributed to the culture a tremendous amount to this team this year. When you signed over the summer, what was your thought on just trying to help a young team and build a culture to try to develop, you know, that in this room?
Yeah, and I think every team talks about culture, right? And, like, trying to find the right way to operate on a daily basis, find the right way to win. And ultimately, we, you know, didn't do a good enough job of that this year, but I think looking at it over the summer, looking at it throughout the season, I think we have made strides. And I think for me, it was just a fun opportunity to be a part of something, a group of guys that truly want to win, have a long, you know, careers ahead of them. And for me, you know, I was lucky enough to play with a ton of great leaders that taught me a lot about the game and about how to be a good person, how to, you know, handle yourself on a daily basis. And for me, I'm just trying to push as much as that on to the young guys here and help any way I can.
Where did you, when you were in Minnesota, like, who were some of those guys that kind of got you in that mode, and where did you learn that from?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first guys was Danny Heatley. You know, we had a, I think in Minnesota, at least one of the years I was there was the oldest team in the league. And then when I was in Pittsburgh, I think two of the years was the oldest team in the league. So, you know, I was lucky enough to have a lot of those guys. I mean, in Minnesota, you know, it was Koivu, Parisi, Suter, Heatley, Clayton Stoner, Goligoski. Actually, no, not Goligoski. I'm thinking of Jordan Leopold. You know, we had a ton of old guys there. And then getting to Pittsburgh, obviously, you have Malkin and Crosby, Jeff Carter, Letang. You know, you've got so many guys there as well. And obviously, those guys had all won cups and been through that process. So it was really fun to learn from them. And again, just, you know, so many great guys that taught me a lot. Matt Cullen's a guy I want to add in Minnesota. Was a huge piece. Played with him twice and was a huge part of my success.
How has that translated in the last 3-4 weeks here, where this team has clearly, in the last month, taken a lot of steps, even though you are where you are in the standings?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that we didn't kind of figure it out a little bit earlier. But ultimately, you know, the fact that we are trying to do the right things now to set us up for a good summer and have success next season is ultimately where we're focused now and trying to do the right things now to let guys feel what that success feels like and being able to sustain it. I think that's been a huge issue for us this year is you win a couple games and you lose 3 or 4 in a row. You win a few and then you lose 3, 4, 5, 6 or you lose 13, whatever it is. And so for us, it's about learning how to have success and be comfortable with that and continue it moving forward.
These 12, 13 games here, this is kind of what you signed up for in July. You thought this was possible the way this team is playing now.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It's exactly what I thought of. And again, it's unfortunate that I couldn't do enough to help. You know, and I think everyone feels that way. And, you know, ultimately, again, we're trying to build it now and make sure that we have a great summer, carry it into next season, and understand, you know, what got us to this point and learn from it.
What about the key to carrying that into the summer, like the right way to process it? Because we've seen the last couple of years similar late season pushes. Like, how do you process that as a player to make sure you're ready to go?
Well, first of all, I think guys are getting older, right? So guys are learning from it. You know, you're saying that this has happened in the past. If that's the case, then, you know, now they're a little bit older, learning from it a little bit differently from their own experiences and whatnot. So I think that's a big piece. And I think the second side is, you know, the messaging that we're talking about now is and the way that we're able to put that product under the ice, I think, is transferring well. And I think it's something that we're going to have to think about all summer and be ready to go.
You know, it's interesting to me that you guys aren't cheating for offense, but you're scoring a ton of goals as a team in this stretch. I mean, that's kind of a lesson for some of these young guys too, isn't it?
Yeah. It's funny how that works.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Yeah. So it definitely is a lesson, something that we, you know, need to continue to learn.
What does the stability you have now with your contract mean to you? I mean, I don't know if you've had that in a few years now. Just what does it mean to, you know?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's great to know that I'm here another couple of years and, you know, that they know that I'm here with them and through the learning process with them. You know, I clearly do not know all of it. I'm still learning from all these guys and learning from the coaching staff and everybody every day. And so for me, it's about, you know, being a part of the journey with them and you know, just trying to do whatever I can to help win.
How would you say Buffalo has, like, compared to your expectation on and off the ice, like when you sign a 1-year deal, you don't necessarily know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Obviously, you signed up to come back.
Yeah, no, it's honestly exceeded all my expectations from organizationally to on ice and off ice to the city, the fans. Honestly, it's exceeded my expectations. So it was something that I was looking forward to, the opportunity to re-sign and to be a part of it. And so I'm looking forward to the next couple years.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.